Good morning. It is Sunday, February 3rd, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. And joining me now is Antoinette Grajeda.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, Becca Martin Brown, who normally joins us at this time to tell us what's up for the afternoon, is sick.
She is still sick. She was sick Friday. Kyle and I tried to fill in, and I will try to fill in again today.
Okay. All right. I'm sure you'll do a great job.
Fantastic. So again, we are consulting What's Up, the tabloid entertainment section that comes out every Friday in the local newspaper, Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. And this week there was a story about an upcoming workshop at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. Ashley Batchelor wrote a story about they're going to build birdhouses, I guess specifically for bluebirds. Gerald Klingemann, he's the director of operations for One Fayetteville Garden, will be conducting the workshop for building the birdhouses next Saturday, February 9th. He says participants will be building bluebird boxes because there are apparently a lot of them around the garden and they really need a place for them to go.
So the boxes, it sounds like the boxes, you'll make them, you'll learn how to make them, but the boxes will stay at the Botanical Gardens?
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. He says, you know, he was already planning on making the boxes, so the staff decided it would be fun to make it a workshop. So there'll be cutout materials, and children and adults can be involved in learning how to put them together. And he's hoping everybody will be able to make enough so they can have one to take home with them as well, but it'll depend on how many people are participating.
I wonder what makes a bluebird birdhouse special.
I don't know.
Different from any other birdhouse. I guess we'll...
In the interview, he says an important aspect in creating a bluebird house is the hole size. Apparently, if it's too small, they can't get in. If it's too big, other birds will get in. So I guess it's a specific size specific for the bluebirds. So who knew?
Okay.
So there you go. So there's that. Apparently the placement of the box is also important. I guess the bluebirds like to be at the edge of the woods looking out at a grassy area. So I guess that's where they're going to be putting them. And the boxes also need to be about 4 feet off the ground.
Okay.
So yeah, the workshop participants will also get instructions to take home if they want to create their own birdhouse at home.
All right,
and so
there
that's,
you go.
Yeah, that's 9:30 next Saturday at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks in Fayetteville. The cost is $15 for members and $20 for non-members. And for more information, you can call 750-2620. So that's next week. So looking ahead, because, you know, I start planning my next weekend on Sunday. I don't know about you.
I'm always a planner.
Right?
Yeah.
You are.
Yes.
And I'm always looking forward to the next weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sunday, the fun, I mean, it's not necessarily over.
No,
but
you start winding down and thinking about the next week and whatever. So I like to kind of make it a little happier by thinking about the fun things I'll be doing next weekend. So birdhouses.
Right.
So there you go. If you're still looking for something to do today,
because the fun's not over.
Because it's not over. The History of Quilting in America with Lillian McConnell. She'll have a lecture at 3 o'clock this afternoon. The exhibit is up through February 22nd at the Center for Art and Education in Van Buren. It is free. And for more information, you can call 474-7767. And, of course, there's lots of live music around the area today. We have Jimmy Ray Glenn and Don Dorksteed, I believe, at noon at Acoustic Mud in Bella Vista. I haven't been there yet, but I love the name, and I just want to go check it out.
I haven't been there either. I mean, it's obviously a coffee shop.
Right.
Right. Yeah, because mud, coffee.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I still like the name, and I just want to check it out. And I like checking out local coffee shops, so why not? We'll do that.
Yes, let's do.
Let's do that. Chucky Wags will be at Chelsea's Corner Cafe in Eureka tonight at 6. Sarah Hughes back here in Fayetteville, Common Grounds at 11 a.m. The Claudia Burson Trio, of course, is their regular Sunday location at 11 at Copeland's in Rogers. Let's see. Walter Savage Trio at 7 at Mojitos tonight. And that's just a couple of places that you can check out. And there's some more live music. And if you want to find out more, you can refer to your What's Up from Friday's paper. Or you can visit nwaonline.com to learn more about what was in the paper.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining me, Antoinette.
Well, thank you for having me, and we hope Becca gets well soon.
We do. And this is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Rogers, and West Fork. Weekend Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Christina Thomas. I'll be back tomorrow, Monday, for an all-new daily edition of Ozarks at Large. Until then, thank you for listening, and happy Sunday.